Patricia Bay is a picturesque setting, but a boat thought to be derelict with a weathered hull, sitting for months with little action, has stirred residents to demand a better system. Sydney resident Bob Pert of the Friends of Shoal Harbour Society said he and others have contacted the Coast Guard, the province, Transport Canada, North Saanich and even the RCMP on numerous occasions about the boat. For Pert, it isn't his first rodeo. Once again, no action and lots of finger-pointing, he said. Pert, who spent over 35 years in parks management, land use planning and public conservation education, said this particular boat has been sitting in Patricia Bay for over 2 months. It was previously in Ganges Harbour before it was forced to move to the bay. The Canadian Coast Guard, CCG, says it actually has an owner. "It's very much on our radar," said Desmond Rosing with the CCG in an email shared by Bylaw Officer Dan Oceanek. CCG has assessed it a few times over the years and is in contact with the owner. "It's not breaking any laws and is being reasonably well looked after, despite being a bit of an eyesore." Breaking laws or not, Pert maintains that a better system is needed after what he describes as years of frustrating inaction on derelict boats. Canada needs to implement a registration system, similar to that in Washington state. They have been saying they would do this, yet even though the enabling legislation exists, Wrecked, Abandoned or Hazardous Vessels Act, 2019, here we are years later without one. Canada has laws to address abandoned vessels, but its system is fragmented. By contrast, Washington state has a unified registration system with annual renewal fees, making it easier to track owners. Pert believes such a system makes it easier to track owners and close loopholes. Transport Canada is aware that there are hundreds of similar vessels up and down our coast taking advantage of the loopholes in Canada's legislation. The fact is, this is a known vessel from its time in Ganges Harbour, yet here we are again. "It isn't right," Pert said. As it stands, the National Inventory of Abandoned and Wrecked Vessels, filtered for BC, shows there are 935 vessels. These boats can create navigation hazards, threaten public health by leaking toxic pollutants and damage marine ecosystems by releasing microplastics and heavy metals. Additionally, they become eyesores and eventually force taxpayers to fund their costly removal. Transport Canada said in a statement that it assesses vessels on a case-by-case basis. They inspected the Patricia Bay vessel on October 7 and confirmed it does not meet the criteria of being abandoned or dilapidated. "As long as a vessel is not obstructing navigation, such as blocking access to or from a facility or another waterway, there are no restrictions under Transport Canada's authorities on where or how long a small pleasure craft may anchor." The Coast Guard said it is in talks with the owner about moving the vessel to a more suitable anchorage or potentially arranging for its disposal, though it says it's stable and entirely legal where it is. For Pert, the unmoved vessel still bobs there, unresolved. "I appreciate that the Coast Guard is handcuffed and can't act. However, it's a shame that our coastal waters are suffering."